As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, Pilgrim. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, December the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, that today for sure. Hard facts where we can find them, and workable solutions, too. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussions, and or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at vvlhost@centurytel.net. That's vvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information can be found on my website, becomevocallocal.com, and to access all of our archives, just go straight to the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals this morning mixed following the Fed bailout disclosures and confidence wanes. Yeah, we'll go there. The UN COP16 underway in Cancun. We'll visit with that. Climate change debate running out of gas. Bankers and their fraudulent mortgage and derivative schemes still under fire and on the news. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, Thursday, December the 2nd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Gold hammered down a little bit, 80 cents off 80 cents at $1,385.80 an ounce. Silver off 2 pennies at $28.40 a troy ounce. Platinum up 16 bucks at $1,701. Now again, above 1,700. And palladium shining like a diamond here, up 5 bucks at $737 an ounce for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,383.30 for a low, $1,396 even for a high, about a $13 spread in there. But at $1,385.80, your gold is up year to year, $170.30 for a 14.02% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price of gold trading at $1,390, and it was above that for a while. We can see $1,396, but then they pushed it right back down under that for the opening bell. The SPDR gold shares overnight, big news here. They added 7.29 metric tons back into their treasure chest, holding this morning 1,293.89 metric tons in their treasure chest, as we say, for a value on the State Street of $57.6 billion. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Lots more to come today.
Thank you. ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Whoa, Trigger, and welcome to our Thursday, December the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let me adjust my bandana and spurs. Okay, back into our market report again. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is an hour ago. Gold was off 80 cents at $13.85.80. Silver off 2 cents at $28.40 a troy ounce. Platinum up 16 bucks at $1,701 an ounce. Palladium up 5 bucks at $7.37. The London Gold Fix set at $13.90. SPDR gold shares add 7.2 metric tons to their holding. Wow. Anyway, yesterday the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 250. At 11,256, the NASDAQ cheerfully bounced up 51. We don't know why. It's just all numbers. Closed up at 25.49. The S&P 500 up 26, closing out at 12.06. The crude oil this morning shows down 6 cents at $86.69 a barrel. For those 42-gallon barrels of crude oil, you do the math and you can understand why the prices are so high at the pump. The U.S. dollar index this morning down, dropping 16 basis points at 80.54. Where's that 64 that Chapman was talking about? Well, anyway. The Forex market this morning, Canadian loonie up 62 basis points at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 8 cents a pop. The euro off 42 basis points. Exchanges at $1.31, the British pound off 55, and $1.55, and a Swiss franc 0.9995. $1 exactly. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year treasuries is 0.53% on the high side of that 0.5 mark again. We'll see where that goes. The 10-year is up and well at 2.98%, and the 30-year is yielding 4.25%. Of course, that impacts the mortgage market this morning, where we find the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moving up from 3.63% a month ago to 4.03% this morning, and the 30-year moving up from 4.25% to 4.66%. So the cost of your mortgages, your fixed-rate mortgages, is on the rise. Prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio continues to creep downward at 48.80 ounces of silver to buy you 1 ounce of gold. Into the economic calendar we go, off the EconoDay website, where we see today being a very busy day, a long scrolling list of things that are coming up. But before we go into today's, let's go back and take a look at some of what we missed out yesterday. We lost out on the, what did we miss out on yesterday? The ISM manufacturing index, but most importantly, construction spending. Then we had the beige book and petroleum status, etc. But let's just go into the calendar and see what we've got on the calendar today. Construction spending. All right, construction spending month-to-month change, minus 0.4% was the consensus. They got a plus 0.7%, so they found more than they were looking for. Year-to-year, the change is off, however, minus 9.3%, so it's virtually 10% down from where it was a year ago. Construction outlays, surprisingly, they say, unexpectedly, surprisingly jumped in October. I don't know what they struck it with, but they struck it with something. It rose 0.7%. Again, 0.7%. You got 100 pennies out there. That's a dollar, right? And you add one penny to that stack. You're not impressed. Neither am I. Following a 0.7% rebound the month before, the market expectation was for a 0.4% decrease. So they thought they'd lose half a penny, and instead they got 7/10 of a penny. The strength was in the multifamily housing. Now, that's something that you need to understand at this time of the year in the construction industry. All right, a lot of the small builders, the smaller builders, will build single families throughout the summer because the risk is greater as long as a building is open to the weather, as they say. And the sooner you can get a roof on it, the better. You want to build it in the dry if you can. So you try and build the maximum number of units when the weather is great and dandy. And then about this time of the year, come late fall, you want to start in on your multifamilies. That way that you can come in and for instance, build an 8-unit apartment building or a 14-unit apartment building. You can get a foundation in the ground, get the concrete to cure, get all the framing up there, and get a roof over the top of it. And then you can build 14 units throughout the winter or more. And so we should anticipate multifamily bouncing up right now. We should also look for an increase in multifamily new starts as opposed to single-family new starts, largely because the marketplace is absolutely glutted with these foreclosed properties that are selling at a great discount. We'll talk about that in a moment. But also to understand, as more and more people are foreclosed out of their houses and more people find themselves living under bridges like trolls or in culverts in Las Vegas, they're going to be looking for an apartment to move into in the wintertime. So we should see some multifamily housing coming on, and we do. The gain in October was primarily due to a 2.5% increase in private residential outlays following a 0.6% increase in September. For the latest month, the multifamily component advanced 3.2%, while the single-family component slipped 1.2%. So that's what we're seeing going on in the construction area. Petroleum highlights a decline in demand for petroleum products. Right? You don't have any money in your pocket. I don't have any in mine. And that means there's no diesel fuel in my gas tank. All right? That's the way that goes. A decline in demand for petroleum products likely contributed to inventory pressure in the November 26th week. Crude inventories rose 1.1 million barrels to 359.7 million, while gasoline inventories rose 0.6 million to 210.2 million barrels. Distillate inventories did slip, but only slightly, to 158.1 million. So all of that is based upon demand. There's not enough demand to keep up with the supply, so inventories rise as people quit buying. Demand for gas fell back to 8.9 million barrels per day. That's still not small change, versus 9 million in the prior week. This reading is a four-week average, meaning that the latest week was particularly weak. Well, let's go on from there. The beige book, well, these days everything is beige, and teal green and dusty rose. So let's go over and visit with the FOMC's beige book. The beige book, well, it's just beige. It's not yellow. It's not Chicken Little. It's just beige. It's indescript. It's, I guess, multicultural. It's like the bronze men with the shiny white teeth. The beige book prepared for the December 14th FOMC meeting, that's the Federal Open Market Committee, gave the economy a modest upgrade, noting, quote, that the economy continued to improve on balance during the reporting period from early mid-October to mid-November, the beige book saith. Significant positives were the manufacturing, certain services, and consumer sectors. Especially encouraging were reports of a pickup in hiring. I don't know if they were hiring pickups along the road or what they were. Anyway, manufacturing activity continued to expand in almost all capital D districts, with relatively strong growth seen in metal fabrication and the automotive industries. Metals fabrication. What they're fabricating. Nose cones for nuclear missiles? I don't know. Let's see. Be right back. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angels Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back once again into our Econo Day calendar, we find all kinds of stuff happening in here today. Again, the Beige Book, manufacturing activity continues to expand in almost all districts. Retail spending showed improvement across the districts, with the exception of, then they go ahead and list some of the more depressed cities, Detroit being in there. Anywho, not surprisingly, real estate and construction activity remains at low levels. High inventories remain a problem for the housing reports. We'll find out more about that. Price declines were observed in New York, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Kansas City. Prices were flat up into Minneapolis, and prices edged up in Boston. The Dallas District reported that home prices increased on a year-over-year basis. Lending activity is picking up somewhat for businesses in most districts. Dropping that one, let's go over here and look at the Monster Employment Index. We're employing a lot of monsters around here. It got a 134. The Monster Employment Index slipped 2 points in November to 134, showing small declines through many components. One component that was strong is retail, pointing to what the report said is a positive outlook for consumer trends. Well, you would expect at this time of the year, as we are in the midst of the Merchant Man's Holy Days, that we should have a little uptick in retail employment. Highlights, jobless claims, however, don't look so good. The consensus was for 425,000 new jobless claims. They got instead 436,000 jobless claims. Failed to extend their push lower in the latest data. Initial claims came in at a higher than expected. Unexpectedly, didn't expect this one. Out of the blue, came around from behind the barn. Came in at a higher than an expected 436,000 in the November 27 week versus a revised 410,000, in the prior week. I'm laughing because I told you last week that they were going to bump those numbers up. They had that surprisingly low number unexpectedly. Yeah. Always give it 7 days. They'll bring out the real numbers next time around. Yet next to the 410,000, the latest total is the best of the recovery. So it's bad news, but it's better than it has been. The improvement is reflected in the four-week average, which is down a convincing 5.75 to 431,000 for its best level of the recovery. Continuing claims also ended their run of improvement. Rising 53,000 in data for the November 20th week. So more people are coming back, and they're hitting up FedGov for even more extended benefits. Yet the four-week average did improve, down overall 29,000 to 4.289 million people on unemployment continuing their claims. Well, that doesn't look too good. It doesn't look too good at all. I don't know. I went up on the FedGov's website yesterday, spent hours actually dialing around with my Excel capabilities, trying to figure out something with all of these various and sundry charts. There's some 21,000 entries to sift through. I wasn't able to make a lot of headway with it. If I was better at Excel, I might have been able to sort it all out, but they started out, you know, anybody that even bought one $100 bond was listed, and so it was very difficult to wade through, but some have done it already. The Fed may be the central bank of the world after UBS and Barclays Aid. This article by Bradley Kuhn and Hugh Sun. New news. Bloomberg. Federal Reserve data showing UBS AG and Barclays PLC ranked among the top users. Notice the way they use that word there. Users, top users of the $3.3 trillion from emergency programs is stoking debate on whether the U.S. regulators bear responsibility for aiding other nations' banks. If we go around and loan money to every bank on the planet, then our banking regulators, this Dodd-Frank bunch, become the regulators of the global financial market. UBS, they say here, UBS, not my BS, but UBS. UBS was the biggest borrower under the Commercial Paper Funding Facility. One of the problems with going through all of these reports from the Fed, which you can find, we'll talk about in a moment, but one of the greatest problems that I was dealing with was trying to figure out all these different little baskets that they have the currency in. Commercial Paper Funding Facility was rather unusual, but under that heading, they had $74.5 billion overall, more than twice as much as Citigroup. So UBS, foreign banks, it's all a foreign banking scheme, isn't it anyway? The Federal Reserve Bank and all, it's a foreign currency, it's a foreign corporation, it's certainly foreign to us. But they had more than twice as much as Citigroup, the top U.S. bank recipient. Now see, we're loaning this money into existence, and then we're going to be expected to pay interest on it, and it's being used to prop up, shore up, and fund international banking institutions. Are they going to come around and maybe, you know, give us a little bit of a tip for all of our interest payments? Well, I don't know. We're talking about huge sums of money going to bail out large foreign banks, said Senator Bernard Sanders. Bernie Sanders, remember Bernie Sanders was the one that was grilling Lloyd Blankfein at the Senate hearings? The Vermont Independent, who wrote the provision in the Dodd-Frank Act that requires the Fed disclosures, quote, has the Federal Reserve become the central bank of the world? I think that's a question that needs to be examined. Bernie said, the first detailed accounting of U.S. efforts to spare European banks may add to scrutiny of the central bank, already at its most intense in three decades. Time to get rid of the Federal Reserve banking system, folks, or maybe we need to just come true with it all. Realize that we've got a global financial market, and it's located in the Federal Reserve. The Fed, which released data on 21,000 transactions, yeah. Boy, that was quite the wade. Spent hours in there. Said in a statement that its 11 emergency programs help stabilize markets and support economic recovery, even if it's out of the United States. The Fed said there have been no credit losses on rescue programs that have been closed. They didn't lose a penny. They made money all the way through it, I guess. The growth of the U.S. mortgage-backed securities market and the dollar status as the world's reserve currency enticed overseas banks such as Zurich-based UBS to buy assets in the country before 2008. They paid for the holding with U.S. dollars, and when funding seized up, the Federal Reserve refused to take the risk that European firms would unload the assets and further depress markets for housing-related investments. I mean, that's a sentence that needs to be diagrammed to figure out what they're telling us there. What is being indicated in all of that? Very interesting. Much worse, quote, things would have been much worse if they hadn't lent to foreigners, close quote, said Perry Merling, senior fellow at the Morin Center for Banking. I guess they all bust out from there and eat their matzos for lunch or something. Lots of bagels and cream cheese. And the financial law at the University of Boston. And author of the, quote-unquote, The New Lombard Street, How the Fed Became the Dealer of Last Resort. Dealer? Yeah, it's a deal, all right. We're finally getting to understand the role of the Fed in the world. We're finally getting to understand the role of the Fed in the world. This is Peter Perry Merling, the senior fellow at the Morin Center for Banking and Financial Law at Boston University. Wow. Finally getting to understand the role of the Fed in the world. A troubling sentence. Fed spreadsheet showed the central bank became the world's lender of last resort as dollars flowed to European banks as well as Bank of America and Wells Fargo Company among the top borrowers from the term auction facility at $45 billion each. Right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I don't need to tell you, but this article on Bloomberg, folks, scrolls on and on and on and on. I certainly hope you'll take the time to look it up for yourself. It's on Bloomberg this morning, the Federal Reserve article. It's right up on the homepage there. Bailout Protection Act. U.S. Representative Mike Pence, an Indiana Republican, said he planned to introduce a European Bailout Protection Act to restrict the flow of international monetary fund loans to European countries. He said he was responding to reports that U.S. officials might bolster a European fund designed to deal with this year's debt crisis, which has spread from Greece to Ireland. All right? Oh, Mike Pence, Indiana Republican. Well, he's come to the game with a small shovel and a wheelbarrow, I guess, but we've been doing European bailout protection for a long time. Edwin Truman, a former Fed official who was a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute, that'd be Pete Peterson, no doubt, Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington, said any push to confine the Fed's role to U.S. banks would create a, quote-unquote here, massive exercise in financial protectionism. You wouldn't want to be called a protectionist, would you? Oh, my. A massive exercise in financial protectionism. Globalists don't like that. They don't like that idea of protectionism. They don't like that sovereign country thing. But I guess it's just anticipated that we, the people, are going to bail out the planet. Why is it always our turn to bail out the planet? It would lead to retaliation. So U.S. banks in London or Tokyo would expect the same kind of treatment, Truman said. William Poole, a senior economic advisor to Merck Investments LLC and a former Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis president, he wouldn't be biased, would he? Said he was surprised by the extent of non-U.S. bank borrowing. Oh, really? Commercial paper? I was under the impression that each country bore the responsibility for supervising the banks headquartered in their borders, Poole said in an interview. I guess he was under a false impression. The $74.5 billion received by UBS through the CPFF, now we're in acronymology again, having to put on our acronymologist hats and get into acronymologism, which bought short-term debt, represents total borrowings by the UBS over the life of the program. The total outstanding at any one point in time never exceeded about half that sum, said Karina Byrne, a UBS spokeswoman. Byrne said that banks tapping the Fed fund, quote, should be seen in the context of our overall desire to maintain flexibility and diversification in our funding sources. Wow. Barclays took the loan the week in September 2008 that it acquired the U.S. operations of Lehman Brothers. Funny, isn't it, how that worked out? Barclays took their loan the week in September of 2008 that it acquired the U.S. operations of Lehman Brothers Holdings, Inc. Mark Lane, a spokesman for Barclays, declined to comment. Big operation. Paris-based Natixis borrowed $27 billion under the commercial paper program. Paris, London, I mean, come on, you know, unbelievable. There's that call I've been waiting for. Let's go right to it over here and say good morning, Vicki. Can you make any sense out of this?
Well, actually, yeah, I think I can. As it turns out, I did some research. As a matter of fact, the first radio programs that you and I did together, where we talked about war in the context of everything else,
yes.
One of those, one part of that was talking about the European Union and how they, what they wanted to do was, I believe, to buy loyalty for the European Union. They wanted to finance some all Europe-wide programs, you know, so that the European government governing entity could become more like the federal government, you know, the federal teat, as it were.
Exactly. Well, when we do look at the European Union as compared with the United States, we can see the similarities of what's going on there. I would imagine that eventually we'll see a Asian union of states as well as an African union.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, they're working on it. Because everything that I've seen, you know, that I've documented, turns out to be global plans. I mean, you know, these plans were designed at the global level. They're being implemented in the regions and, you know, the unions or whatever you'd like to call them. And
I don't want to talk about the things. I don't want to talk about the things I'd like to call them on air.
Yeah, well, I think probably the listeners are doing that automatic translation for you. So, but anyway, in 1992 or before that, Jacques Delors, who was heading up the European Union at that time, came up with a scheme for getting money to finance these projects. And the way his scheme worked was what they called EU bonds, or I think they had another name for them, but it doesn't really make any difference. They were bonds. And I'm not really good on financing because so I kind of know the outline of this, but, you know, it would take somebody that's deep into how finance works to really flesh this out. But I think the localities issued bonds on, got loans on their infrastructure, and there was some kind of a lease and lease back scheme that they came up with, and bonds were there in the mix somehow. And you probably understand this better than I do. But anyway, they borrowed this money. American corporations went over there, and they were leasing these infrastructure items, things like their water and sewer systems and their rail lines and so forth. So American corporations were leasing those, writing them off on their American taxes. So the American people were actually financing the buildup of the European Union through this mechanism.
Much the same way as we're seeing here on shore with the all of the parking meters being leased out to private hands by Mayor Daley in Chicagoland. Chicago Skyway, isn't it? The Pennsylvania Turnpike and similar endeavors?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's what they were doing over in Europe, too.
So I guess if you have a massive amount of sovereign wealth fund, Vicki, you've got to find a place to put it. If you invest it nationally, if you invest it locally, the tax rate is onerous. And if you take that money out of the country and go to a foreign country, let's say with the United States invests in Canada, Canada invests in the United States, Mexico invests in the United States, the United States invests in Canada, invests in Mexico. It just, you know, it's all just a bottom line. It's all just a paper scam and a scheme.
Right. It's what I call crisscross, double cross, because, you know, what they're doing in the United States is all foreign investment. But the American corporations are over in foreign countries doing foreign investment. And so it is. It's a crisscross, double cross. That's all I can call it.
And then a lot of the foreign countries, apparently, from this article, they have purchased federal debt. In other words, we've got all of the social safety nets that we finally got caught up in. You know, now we're going to be hauled on board and slaughtered. But we've got all the social safety nets that have to have underwriting from foreign sovereign wealth and from foreign investors. And so they're buying up our infrastructure here, utilizing our currency, but apparently we may be well in their countries buying up stuff using their currency. And I would imagine that just from foreign exchange and the Forex market itself, it would demand that. You know, if you're going to buy something in China, you've got to convert your U.S. dollars to the yuan or the renminbi, and vice versa. If you're going to buy in the U.S., you'd have to make that conversion as well. And, of course, who profits in here is the middleman. It's all the brokers.
Right. Oh, yeah, they get their commission on every deal, you know, coming or going, and they don't care whether you make money or not. So, and they don't, I really think these financial people, they don't care about our country either. They just care about money. So.
It's always the bottom line, and we're right up against a break here. Vicki, stay on the line. We'll bring you back right after these words from our sponsors. Folks, your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, Here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so going back to you, Vicki, why don't we do this? Because you've recently posted a new piece of writing on your, I believe, on your website. It's www.channelingreality.com, folks. www.channelingreality.com. Vicki's been has been many times a guest and a frequent caller here on the broadcast. Lots of great research. But you've written a piece, The Great Irish Miracle. Maybe we could localize this. Instead of trying to talk about the entire world, let's go into what's going on with Ireland and your article you consider an Irish miracle and an economic hologram.
Well, the Great Irish Miracle, that came from John McCain. He was at a conference in Silicon Valley in 2008, basically shilling for this company called InnovaLight. And I've been researching both the small business fraud as well as the whole big picture. But what triggered me was that this guy, Conrad Burke, was from Ireland. And, of course, in the news recently, it's all about the Irish meltdown. So I started out, you know, with John McCain being there talking about the Great Irish Miracle and how we need H-1Bs. You know, because American workers are not good enough, you know, for this whole global scam in the crisscross, double cross thing going on. And so I wrote this piece about the Great Irish Miracle because I'd read before that the beginning of the merger of the countries for the European Union actually began in Ireland, and they used Ireland as being the model for how just massive amounts of money would flow in if only people would cooperate, you know, with this economic development scheme.
And if I could get you to turn your volume up just a little bit, Vicki, but if you would, audience, remember, maybe back just a little bit, you may be able to remember, as I do, the beginnings when Ireland started to come into news discussions. You know, we started hearing about Ireland becoming, a player in the IT world, and Ireland doing this and Ireland doing that. And I think it would probably dovetail just dandy with your discovery here, this great Irish miracle, Vicki.
Oh, most certainly it did, because they started out with building roads and the IT miracle, and it just so happens that that actually started when I was in Silicon Valley, and a company that my husband then was working for, Data Products, they were moving over to Ireland.
Exactly.
And we heard all about, you know, how great the economy was there, and that's why, you know, a lot of excess labor that they could get for cheap, and so they were moving over there. And it did start with the software industry. And actually, all of this revolves around the IT industry, technology. And that's why I'm researching all of this, you know. Everything that I've researched, all I've done is just follow the systems, you know, where the systems take me.
Well, the technology aspect of it is particularly interesting, largely because it is not, nation-specific. You know, if you wanted to get into the steel industry and your name wasn't Carnegie, you'd have to locate yourself someplace by a mountain of coal and a mountain of iron. But you can start IT any place, whether you're in Togo or Lesotho or Haiti or Ireland.
Right, and once you do that, IT is like it's like throwing an anchor line to the dock. You know, you're connected. You know, once you've got that IT communications line, you're connected. And so, anyway, that's what I've been researching all this time, and roads are a big part of it because of the move to smart highways. But in putting this story together, I was looking through a piece of legislation, H.R. 2295, that was for foreign appropriations back in 1994. And I found an appropriation for $19.6 million for something called the International Fund for Ireland that was made in accordance with the provisions of the Anglo-Irish Support Act of 1986. And so, of course, you know, I researched all of that, and the Anglo-Irish agreement apparently was kind of a truce between Northern Ireland and Great Britain.
Well, I thought Northern Ireland and Great Britain were pretty much joined at the hip, weren't they? Oh, no, absolutely not. No, it's the other. Wait a minute, am I right or wrong? Northern Ireland and England are joined at the hip, I believe, and then Southern, all the rest of Ireland is Irish Catholic. I think only Northern Ireland is Anglican Convention, but I may be mistaken. I don't think I'm wrong. I think I'm right on that. Yeah, another thing I wanted to just drop in there, maybe you've looked into it, is there or is there not any kind of a role or a special place for Peter Sutherland in this discussion?
Peter Sutherland, I'm not...
Peter D. Sutherland, he's was involved at the highest level in the Irish government, London School of Economics, Goldman Sachs, one of the directors, involved with BP, involved with this... Macondo Well discussion. He's a conservator for the Holy See. This guy is he's about as high up in the food chain as you can get. And yet he rarely comes in. But anytime you talk about Ireland, I'm always interested to find out whether or not Sutherland's in the background. He must be. But let's go ahead. That you mentioned, though, is about the roads, which is rather interesting, you know, because we talk about this infrastructure construction all the time. They tried this out, and they may perhaps even perfected it in Ireland. Then they turn right around through Centra and Spain and trying to do this, Trans-Texas Canamex Highway project here, much the same kind of a thing. And then we're hearing all about, you know, infrastructure. Everybody's going to get a road. Everybody's going to get a bridge. We've got a lot of investment being made around the country in roads, fixing up and resurfacing roads, et cetera. We had many miles of roads done here in southwest Missouri, a new stretch of interstate highway. I wonder if there's any rollover from what went down in Ireland to what's going down in the United States as far as infrastructure and bridges is concerned.
Oh, most certainly. That's part of the global transportation system. And they actually started it over in Europe before they did here. They had a project called Prometheus and Drive. And I have documentation on both of those in my North American Union section when I was researching the NAFTA superhighway. I can't remember if I went looking for that over in Europe to see if it was over in Europe, but I did find it anyway. And the superhighway aspect of it is of course, the technology, and I found this really cool slide presentation on Prometheus.
Interesting. So we go into Ireland and we shore up them and create this new IT system over there. We get really involved in the housing sector and building them up. We bring up their, I'd like to say you just took the air hose and stuck it on the side of Ireland and pumped a lot of money in there, blew them up real nice so they had a good bubble sitting over there, got involved in their road building and whatnot. Now we see that Centra is, you know, angling for construction work here, and as one of the chatters in the chat room, we're supposed to believe that Spain is broke, but of course Centra and all they have enough money to come in and do solar projects here and highway development here, but they're broke. We're going to need to bail them out. Portugal's on the list next. Italy, as Greece, all of these, the pig countries. Wow.
Well, that's because, it's because of this whole financing scam. And what I called it in that paper on Ireland that I just did is an economic hologram. Mm-hmm. You know, they create the illusion of a booming economy, but there's no real demand because the global economy has destroyed the real economy of all the countries.
Which is kind of interesting because yesterday I read the article where Nat Rothschild, is looking at investing and building the largest coal coalition on the planet, you know, at a time when everybody else is going solar. Rothschild, he's going gold. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Much, much more to come.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Mondays through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com in the first hour. Went into a little bit of the news, got into the economics a bit more as we like to do in the first hour. And as we went through the process, stumbled upon this this article coming off of Bloomberg this morning in regards to the big, great disclosure that occurred yesterday. And for everybody and anybody out there that's running Excel in your Word, in your browser, or have the Excel on your website, even if you don't, I think you can still work around through what they've got. Go up to the Federal Reserve website and or link through from Bloomberg articles to the Federal Reserve website, and you'll be able to go in and take a look at how much was given to whom. But unfortunately, Vicki, there's about 21,000 records in there, and I spend way too much time trying to make sense out of it. If I was really good with Excel, I may have been able to bundle recipients and come up with totals of dollar amounts, but I wasn't able to perform that little magic miracle. But it's just a sea of numbers, and you can imagine being, you know, when we heard about Bernie Sanders and the Senate committee looking into the excesses of Goldman Sachs, you know, they had all these huge stacks and stacks of documents where Goldman Sachs just basically flooded them with information, you know, blinded them with science, blinded them with technology, blinded them with Xerox copies. And so it required a large effort on the part of the committee to find out what was going down. Well, the same sort of thing is connected with this disclosure on the Fed website. You can see all the numbers, but unless you're a real Smith with Excel and can run that spreadsheet to your advantage, it's difficult to come up with hard and fast numbers. But as we were discussing, and of course, Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com is with us here in the second hour, called in, and we've started this discussion. We're looking at Ireland and a global connection, the economic hologram, and the great Irish miracle, which turns out to be less than the miracle on 42nd Street, I guess, at this time of the year would be an analogy. But one of the things we've been discussing, just starting in on, is looking at the infrastructure, where in Ireland it began a lot with the roads. And the idea of financing the roads, privatizing in a way the roads with sovereign wealth funds and investment funds from other countries, reminds me quite a bit, Vicki, as I've mentioned to you previously, about the credit mobilier of France and the subsequent credit mobilier of in the United States. As we went into this process in the 1800s, the Claude Henri du Rouvroy Saint Simon, who, as everyone will remember, was fighting for the side of the French in the American War for Independence. But he then became the father of French socialism. But one of the things that his group, the Saint Simonians, came up with was this idea, basically, of extending canals, postal routes, postal roads, stagecoach routes, telegraph lines or telegraph wires, and starting to get communication, transportation, infrastructure together. But what they wanted to do is they wanted to set it up so that it was in private hands, and that you could get independent or individual investors to invest in these systems, and then get the governments that were going to be the beneficiaries to underwrite and to support that. And so it's kind of the Rothschild model, very much so. And it happened in Europe, and it happened in the United States. In the United States, when it happened, hold on just a second. In the United States, when it happened, what happened was is that Congress and everybody that was involved in it got drugged down into the mud by it. So we'll be back right after this break, folks, and we'll continue with Vicki Davis. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again visiting with Vicki Davis. We're talking about an article that Vicki's written, but also talking about the daily news, folks. This is the way it goes. This is an article off the website, The Great Irish Miracle, an Economic Hologram. Vicki, how can people find your website and find this article?
It's just www.channelingreality.com, and it's right at the top of the list of articles that I've written.
Great.
What I wanted to say that was just killing me when you just described that what the private financiers wanted to do in Europe would build roads and communications and a rail line over in Europe, and that was the purpose of this credit mobilier. That describes exactly the NAFTA superhighway. And the vision of it was that they would have a big transportation corridor. That's the definition of corridor. It's wired for IT, fully high-tech, with trains, rail, high-speed passenger and freight. Of course, the fiber optic and the highway itself. And so, you know, that's it's just almost identically what they were doing for Credit Mobilier.
Well, what can we make of this, you know, the giant carp that are swimming up and down in the Mississippi River and the idea of closing off communication with the Great Lakes, closing down the various locks so that we can't go up the, the Hudson, up in the inland passageway through into the Great Lakes and then down the Mississippi. When you shut that off, it's kind of been troubling me. In order to ensure that this Canamex system, the Chinese connection, in order to ensure the dominance of China in that, even though they do have the Panama Canal can come around both ways, shutting off the Mississippi River to the northeast and the products from the northeast and from southern Canada down through and down the Mississippi, shutting all that off must work to their advantage some way, but I haven't been able to put it together. I think they want to try and keep everything in these corridors where they could have some sort of a this state type of a jurisdiction over it, as opposed to being on the waterways where they would have admiralty, but they would also have inland waters and federal control over it. It wouldn't be, the Mississippi River wouldn't be perhaps considered as much of an attractive international zone and an investment area, economic enterprise zone, as would be this corridor, the I-35 or the 69 or any of the others that they've got in mind. What's your take on that? Any?
Well, that sounds reasonable to me because they can't really buy the river.
Exactly.
And at least, you know, that would be a big clue to people that something is very, very wrong, and I don't think that they would be allowed to do that.
Well, they couldn't invest in the river, let's say, just just taking the example, couldn't invest in the river. The river's already built. There's no investment to make there. There's no construction really that could go on there. It's already there. It exists. And so there's never any real incentive, let's say, even towards remodeling, except in the most desirable locations. It's always better to destroy before you build. And so, yeah, you're going away from turning your back on something useful like the river, the Mississippi River, and all of its tributaries, and taking it to an inland highway. It just feels right for commerce clause.
Yeah. Well, and that's really what they wanted to do. On one of my web pages on the international corridors in the North American Union section, I have a graphic of the Asia-Pacific Gateway Corridor. And as we talked about when we were talking about the NAFTA Superhighway, which didn't go away just because Trans-Texas Corridor stopped, by the way. These plans are much bigger than just that one stretch of highway.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Well, so we can see that in this miracle, then, as we go through the IT part of it, there's more to it than just roads. I mean, we're setting up these international funds, these international agreements, but another thing that I found appealing and revealing in that article was the way that basically you bring money in, you set up a fund, all right, and then you fund the fund, and then you give all the money, let's say in this case, Ireland, and then Ireland turns around and it gives money out of that fund to other countries to fulfill their humanitarian goal. So it's a way that, let's say, that the United States or some other company investing in this fund would be able to give grants in aid and foreign aid hidden underneath this umbrella of Irish humanitarian and charitable contribution.
Right, and that's how they've spread this disease. you know, this, that's how they can do this cookie cutter plan, because we give money to Ireland, Ireland gives money to Africa, we give money to Africa, you know, and it always comes with strings. This money always comes with strings, and you will do this. And this, it has to do with the global transportation system, has to do with conversion of the education system, has to do with the housing and land management, the whole plan. I mean, you can pretty well document this, the parts of the plan that are being replicated throughout the world.
Another thing, well, yeah, absolutely. And another thing that's in there is the North-South. We're going to come back to that in a moment. But the opportunity for funds, let's say, to go in, flow through to Ireland, the Irish being none the wiser, you know, neither were we when this was going down. The Irish think, oh, this is a noble cause, you know, this is a thing to do. But we can be financing both sides of controversies, just the old Waterloo Rothschild involvement there. We can finance both sides of the same kind of a controversy. We can finance trading competitors and sustain demand for products and services transnationally. But I wanted to come back to this, another part of this article, which is really rather telling, and that is this emphasis that you gave to the idea of the North-South agreements. Now, if you have the Northern Ireland and the Southern Ireland, if you could say it that way, England, Great Britain, and Ireland, then you can see a parallel between the United States and Mexico, between Canada and the United States, but also with the various trading partners in the North American Free Trade Association, or in all of the North-South agreements nationally. Look at what's going down with North Korea and South Korea. The other day we reported on the article that showed that the military in along the demilitarized zone there in Korea, on that parallel, they are basically running protection for South Korean firms that have invested in development parks, enterprise zones in North Korea, across borders. And so, once again, we've got these North-South agreements between what formerly were antagonistic partners or neighbors.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure there really is antagonism at the top. I think it's all strategic. And the enterprise zones that you mentioned that are in North Korea, that's what they're building here too.
That's right. And it's that micro print line, folks, where you put your naked signature. We'll be right back. Who's writing on your checks? We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so some weeks back, or perhaps just days back, we read this La Paz Agreement. Vicki brought it to my attention, and certainly when we're thinking about North and South agreements being nothing more than an incremental step towards regional integration, and we look at this idea of getting rid of the sovereign nation states and going under this global regionalism, there's so many directions we could take it. You wanted to mention my favorite, Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, Goldman Sachs. They were heavily involved in what's called social investing. Okay, now in the paper on Ireland, I called it an economic hologram, and that's really what it is. You know, you have these social investors who come into an area and they create the illusion of a boom, and in the 1990s. There were a series of programs that were set up during the Clinton administration, and they were brainchild of Lloyd Bentsen, who was Secretary of the Treasury at that time, Robert Rubin, who was the Assistant to the President for Economic Policy, and Eugene Ludwig, who was the Comptroller of the Currency. And they came up with Community Reinvestment Act, which included a whole bunch of programs for investing in these devastated communities, urban areas, or whatever, but they also included rural areas. But with that public money and, of course, private money in these funds, and one of the fund people would be the Ford Foundation. They created the illusion of a boom in these urban areas, and then they move in with the transportation bonds. You need this new transportation because we are just booming now, and they basically create the debt problem, and then they leave. And once all that infusion of cash leaves, you're left with the debt.
Well, that's what sustainable development really is. I mean, all these Vision 2020 things, all of the planning and zoning commissions, the whole idea behind the International Building Codes, the International Code Council, the Residential Building Codes, all of this sort of stuff. It props up, it sustains development, it props up, it shores up development in that it supports the environmental and developmental concerns. You have to create the demand. And so if you have people living happily, comfortably, working their factory jobs at Maytag or GM or AC Delco or someplace. They're, you know, pretty content living in their 50s style Warden June Cleaver ranchette. But you get the city to think on along the lines of, well, we, you know, economic enterprise, if we have an enterprise zone here, we could get some Chinese factory to come in, and boy, look at that. We could double the size of our community in 2 to 3 years. And if we could double the size of our community within 2 to 3 years, why, we could tear out the whole center of the town, put in a new toll road around the property, and then we could build this, and then we could have a park, and then we could have a library, and we could have a public swimming pool and a university. And so they start borrowing all of this money, thinking that their economy is going to boom because some planner told them they could. And then it doesn't materialize, and you're right, they're left stuck and, you know, holding the bag. But who really holds the bag? All the property owners, because what happens, folks, is that your property taxes, every time they write these bonds, we mentioned it earlier, the guy that sells the bonds and the banks, they get the fees, they get the brokerage fees, and the banks get the interest on the money, but you're the one that gets the shaft, okay? You get it in the property taxes. We've got it happening right here in small town America in Cassville, Missouri. They're talking about creating some downtown beautification area, and they're going to have a special zone, and all the people that own property in close to the square are going to get a different assessment classification and a new zoning classification. So, you know, it's not as good as it sounds. You need to look down the road, but we've seen as these bubbles, this pipe dream, has collapsed globally now.
Well, that's because it's an intellectual fraud. Because when they implement the smart systems as a part of the infrastructure, and you can consider the internet as part of the infrastructure,
absolutely.
What the internet actually did, and what the global economic system has actually done, is to collapse the real economy. And obviously, all of the jobs that were here, both for blue collar and white collar, if they could be exported, they are being exported, because they, in the global system where there are no penalties, they can get the work done cheaper over in India and China. And that's just the bottom line, you know.
And this Senate Bill 510 that'll still go into the go back to Congress, and the rules and all that committee stuff still has to happen there. Some kind of a bit of a debate as to whether it violates Constitution. We don't know whether it's this state or that state that they're talking about, which Constitution they're talking about, the one that has the states in it or the ones of the territories. But in any case, going back and looking at that, you go in and you start talking about making it exceedingly difficult for people to grow their own food and have their own small farms and all that small stuff. Get rid of all of that. Get that out of there. Forces us back into the grocery stores, where the last time I went, Vicki, which was only about 2 weeks ago, just before Thanksgiving, I was in there looking in the frozen section, trying to find fish. I'm trying to find some Atlantic salmon. I'm trying to find some Pacific salmon, something that was processed in the United States, hopefully in Alaska. Excuse me. It doesn't exist, folks. There is no American, you know, harvested, American-grown, American-stock fish in the local grocery stores in the Midwest that I can find anyway in my stores. So, you know, those are, it's important. And when we look at the beef counter, you know, the price of beef, my God, you know, it's like I'm trying to buy gold here, not some beef. And we've got cattle. I've got an auction barn less than a quarter of a mile from my house. You know, and I'm being asked to pay $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 a pound for a regular, you know, chuck roast. I don't think so, you know. But you're right. When we start going in and really making it exceedingly difficult for people to be in business, and we're just about out of time on this segment, but we've got that 1099 process that apparently, and I haven't gotten verification on this yet, but that one section of the health care bill, that amendment, it failed. And so that 1099 for purchases or transactions up to a $600, that's going to be a real problem. I can just see how that's going to get in. So all things considered, it's closing all of the possible loops, and not for the middle class. And we've talked about that before. not for the entrepreneurs, but for all of the proletariat. Everybody was out there championing for workers of the world unite, looking for, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Wesson, yeah, Mr. Smith and Mr. Weston. The idea that all of the workers out there, the proletariat, that they, by unionizing and things like that, would get a leg up in this world. Well, it worked, and it worked for about 100 years. And that door, that window of opportunity is closing as we transfer all of this offshore, as we go over to China and build them up. Again, the workers of the world unite. They use this process successfully, but the elite class, the entrepreneurs, have risen again just like they did in the Middle Ages. And the elite of the elite, well, the Nathan Rothschilds, well, we'll see what happens with them. But we'll be back, more to come, right up at the bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And folks visiting this after or this morning with Vicki Davis, www.channelingreality.com is Vicki's website. She's got an interesting article up there this morning, The Great Irish Miracle. And let's go to the phones. Your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. Let's go up across the border, go transnational, and visit with Jeff in Montreal. Good morning, Jeff.
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Comment ça va aujourd'hui?
Bonjour, merci, merci beaucoup.
You know, we had a province in Canada called New Brunswick that decided to go IT. And the great experiment, because people were starving in New Brunswick because the fishing industry had gone kaput, because we ran out of fish. We overfished our east coast, so the eastern provinces were looking for a fix for high unemployment, so we brought in IT. We brought in call centers, and our number one internet provider here in Canada, Bell Canada, set up a call center in New Brunswick. It was fantastic. You could speak to English people, and you could speak to French people. It worked so well that they decided to ship it off to India after about 6 months. It was so efficient. So we've had these grand experiments, and I would agree with both of you that what we are experiencing is not only regionalism, it's globalism at its finest scale, and these economic free zones or these enterprise zones are Orwellian doublespeak for slave camps. And these industrial parks, have you noticed these industrial parks that were touted in the 80s and 90s as being the economic triangle, like in North Carolina, are devastated, gutted places. And where are those jobs now?
China. India and China.
And
yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so... you know,
well,
I hate to
let me ask this question, Jeff, because I think it's pertinent. Because you know, your fishing industry bottomed out, you know, or at least that's what you were told, and that people just weren't able to raise enough fish in the nets to make it worthwhile. And so, what you did instead is you went to the IT. This is something I saw back in the 80s coming like a freight train. Is that as we turn away from all of the natural resources and the production that we had in the forests in Washington State, we stopped harvesting the trees, stopped replanting the forest, stopped with the warehouse of plywood and the 2x4 industry and all of that, and we went IT with Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation in Seattle. What the transition was is that we went away from something real, and we went to something that was an intangible. So we went from the tangible to the intangible. But my comments back then in symposia was that you can't eat IT, you can't sleep in it. It doesn't transport you from point A to point B, and at the end of the day, it won't defend you either. And so we've changed, yes, we have, and we've had these booms, and we saw the boom, and we rode it out. But at the end of the day, you're still hungry, and nobody's fishing.
What the virtual reality, what they can do for you, though, is to create a virtual reality for you, an economic hologram.
Would you mind passing over that virtual hamburger? And I'd like to have a glass of virtual scotch.
Well, you're going to need to pass over your virtual credit card and cash, please, to me so that we can have that exchange. And you're right. It is a hologram. It is an illusion that's being created, a false illusion to lead even the most quote-unquote adroit CEOs down the golden path to corporatism. That's all that is. I mean, I'm talking to CEOs every day and CFOs every morning. I'm talking to them today, and they're clueless wonders. They have degrees from Cornell and Wharton on their walls, but they are oblivious to the fact that they are. They think they're captains of industry. I call them the slave masters, or slaves themselves, because they don't realize what's happening to them. They're literally being taken to China. They're being Shanghai'd. I love it. They're being Shanghai'd.
Well, you know, the people that lived in the big house, you know, Jeff, to go back to the South here, the people that lived in the big house, you know, he could come out, you know, and he had his suit coat on and all of that, just as dark as any of the boys in the field. But, you know, he was special, you know, because he was Maz's number one guy. And I look at some of these bankers and brokers and stuff like that, you know, and they're piled high and deep in their education, and they're the experts, say, and we get quotes from them every day on Bloomberg. But they, you know, they're just the Maz's boy. And when the S hits the fan, so to speak, Snakey, when it hits the fan, Maz's boy is going to be out there behind the rock wall wishing he'd learned how to shoot, you know, because he's going to have the same trouble as the boys out in the field that he was oppressing.
Goldman Sachs understands your pain. They understand your pain so much that last year, as you recall from an article that was released, that internally Goldman Sachs were advising their employees to buy handguns because they knew that the masses were coming out with pitchforks. In Canada, during the G20, there were reports that our Bay Street boys, which are equivalent to your Wall Street pirates, were told to dress down casually. Yes. Not to wear their Brooks Brothers suits to work anymore. So, you know, it's an illusion. And you know, but, you know, you can only fool and BS people so much and so many times before people aren't even going to put up with the hologram. And, by the way, Vicky, I agree with you that all of these roads and bridges that they're building are going to be great and are necessary for the infrastructure because these are places where people are going to need to sleep. So, keep building those bridges and roads.
That's true. They'll have the water, sewer lines, communication. Turn the United States into a big parking lot.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I was thinking the other day, remember those old speakers at the drive-ins, when you'd go to the drive-ins?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, now, if you had a park where you would allow these transients that are living in their car to come and live, and you could rent them a space, you could have those, like, little heaters that are like the speakers at the drive-in. You know,
oh,
that
my God. Vicky, you're onto something.
Vicky, this is an entrepreneurial breakthrough right here, folks, real time.
We're going to exploit the poor even more than we are now. This is fantastic.
I like it.
I think about it. Thousands of tent cities across the nation with speaker phones that look like heaters that also broadcast Oracle broadcasting into your tent or into your car.
Well, there you go. Sure, yeah.
Or $10.95 a month or whatever you're, and if you're a weekly or daily, we can make an arrangement.
And we'll take food stamps. We take food stamps here, folks. We take food stamps, okay?
Wow. I'm so glad I listened to Become Vocal Local because every day I learn something new about capitalism in America and the exploitation of the poor. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome.
Good day. Bonjour.
All right. Thank you very much. Oh, man, Jeff. Always a good call from Jeff. Yeah, looking at this, at all of the various guys in the suits, folks, remember, in the Patriot Act, and go back and look at your Patriot Act and read it carefully, but I remember as clear as a bell, and I've got the hard copy, I can go and dig it out of the file cabinet, but clear as a bell, there's a section in the Patriot Act that authorizes banks and lending institutions to arm up. They can have their own little private security forces, and they can protect their little castles, and so, you know, that was kind of the window of where we were going then. But when we look at this rollout that we've talked about here this morning in Ireland and other places, and now we're looking at this inter-transnational bailout from the Federal Reserve Banking System, which, as we've said, is a foreign corporation, and it's made up of all of the banking families of the black nobility of Europe and so on and so forth. We see that no one really put up any kind of a fuss in the House of Representatives. And, you know, you can take Bernie Sanders and his grilling of Blank Fine. It made for great radio, made for good TV. But at the end of the day, Blank Fine walks, he gets a slap, and it's no big deal. All right. So we go back and we look at this idea of the credit mobilier, and especially in the United States, when we were expanding the railroad system, the railroad companies were given so many square miles of land on either side of the railroad for building the railroad, plus so many dollars per mile for its construction. And as they got out into the Rockies and construction got to be dreadfully expensive, they were given bonuses for making those miles come into reality. But if you go back and look, folks, as I have, and you might have to do a little bit of research on the internet to find it, but you look at the map that shows you all of the square miles of land on either side of those railroads that was given to these various and sundry railroad, they were called the captains of finance and industry, they were the tycoons of their day, but you look at how much land was given them, and then look at the places where the railroads intersected, for instance, in Kansas City and St. Louis and elsewhere, and you'll see that the railroad companies were granted land grants from the FedGov to these railroad expansion companies that are underneath all of the primary cities in this country. And who was backing it all up? Not only were the politicians, but so were the global bankers, and they own us. Lock, stock, and barrel. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, the call-in number is 866-841-1065, visiting with Vicki Davis. Vicki, any more thoughts along this line as we kind of wrap up the today's broadcast?
Oh, I have so many things to tell. I just want to remind everybody about George Soros. That's why George Soros is in this country, is because the crisscross, double cross. And I don't know. I could go on for hours. We could do this for hours and hours.
Well, it seems like there's a little bit of resistance going on now with the now that the Cancun climate change is happening at summit, the COP16. Apparently, one of the I don't remember whether it was the senator or a representative, but they're going to. They're trying to shut down Nancy Pelosi's climate committee, and that's going to be rather interesting. that I think will be a good improvement. I don't think it'll be the end of the line for them, but there is certainly something that we could say about that.
That's all part of the IT scam, too, because restriction of use of resources, the management of resources, that's an IT thing also. And so the whole climate business was intended to give us a common enemy to fight, which is global pollution. And, of course, the IT systems roll right into that. And we didn't get to the rest of the Credit Mobileer stuff, but I wanted to say that there is a mechanism through small businesses and through the dot-com scam, you know, the pumping and dumping of stocks, that contributions were made to our members of Congress in the form of stock during the dot-com boom. So these global financiers and the banksters, they got the members of Congress involved in the corruption, both through the small business route and through the dot-com boom.
Well, it certainly helps to silence any resistance that they might have to the program if they're on the winning end of it, and that's exactly what happened and why Credit Mobileer is remembered, but it's often hidden under the bushel basket. Because people don't want to, the masters and blasters don't want us to remember the fraud that went on at that time. Certainly, now here this is the article, House Republicans scrap unnecessary global warming committee, off the Huffington Post. The soon-to-be Republican Congress is so unconcerned with global warming that their leader, Speaker-in-Waiting John Boehner, has announced that they're throwing an entire House committee dedicated to the topic out the window. The Select Committee on Global Warming, created by Speaker Nancy Pelosi in 2007, was created as a forum to debate the latest developments on climate change issues and research, but Republican leaders claimed that it was an unnecessary congregation. So that's going out. But the graft, the corruption, is definitely staying with us. You know, what's your take on this idea, as long as we're talking IT, about Google coming in and getting involved with the electricity transmission networks that will support the offshore wind turbines? Any ideas on that?
Well, no, except that the internet is a corporate backbone, and Google is masquerading as a private entity, but they are actually integral to the whole IT system. And everything that's going on is all about creating monopolies, and that's what big IT systems do. They create a monopoly of power at the center, and even though they say it's redistribution of power, you know, empowers everybody on the internet, all the common people, the truth is that the power centers are concentrated, and Google is a concentrated power center.
And if we look at the grid and getting in and investing in the grid and thinking about it from the standpoint of the smart grid, with all of these tattletale appliances and things you plug into an outlet, and your thermostat in the house that's constantly telling stories on you, your smart meter out in the street, one would only expect that Google would have an interest in that. They could may be able to profit all the way along the line if they knew, A, what kind of appliances you had, B, how much or how little you use the various different kinds of appliances, what your consumption patterns might be. They may be able to style a boutique, if you will, of advertisements that come up on your homepage every time you log on the internet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the possibilities are just limitless of what they can do with the concentration, centralization of information and control. It's important to remember that all of the computer systems are control systems. And while they give us graphics and pretty things to look at and fancy flashing things, what that is a control system.
And a monetary, you know, wealth generation thing, because even if you're talking about, let's say, like a FEMA center or something like that, anytime you can plug in another computer to this network, there comes along all of the banner ads, there comes along all of the pop-ups, there comes along all of the ways that the internet can make somebody money, you know. So it's to their advantage to have every single blessed soul on the planet hooked up to an internet computer and have Google as the search feature in their browser.
Right. Well, and you just reminded me that yesterday there was an article in the Idaho Statesman about the Idaho EMS system. And what they want to do is what they're telling the people is that it would be more efficient if they designed a system that was all connected. And they're saying that patients will get better care, you know, as if they're not dispatching ambulances right now when you call 911. No, we need this whole big system, which is actually the fusion centers.
Well, I noticed an article yesterday that came out in regards to this organ recovery program, New York launching this new process, unprecedented step with an at-home organ recovery. I mean, folks, these guys are like vultures. They're not even going to wait for you to die. If it looks like you're going to go down, they'll put out their organ preservation unit, and they're ready to put you on life support in the driveway so that they can get your skin, your eyeballs, your teeth, your lungs, and the whole thing. I mean, it's like going right to China with this one, but this is out in the news yesterday as well. Never been done in the United States before, but it's a new organ preservation pilot program launched by Mayor Michael Bloomberg. officials think they could wipe out the list of the critically ill New Yorkers waiting for donor organs in order to live. Welcome to the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, well, Michael Bloomberg is right in with all this IT stuff, of course, because he was one of the first people online with news and information on these stocks. I don't know if he had a trading platform, but I'll bet you anything he was invested in one.
Yeah, Bloomberg LP.
Yeah. But I one more thing I have to tell you about this consolidated EMS system that they want to do in Idaho. On the letter discussing it is signed by a guy named Rakesh Mohan. Hello, India. So when we call 911, we'll be calling over to Mumbai. Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be better.
And where was your house? You live there? Too big a house. Go back inside. I don't care burning or not. Go inside.
Yeah. Let me check and see if you paid your dues.
Yeah. Don't hang up the telephone. You know, stand in your house. Wait. Interesting stuff, Vicki. Always great to have you jump on the line, and I hope we were able to air this out sufficiently for the audience. But it certainly bears, you know, inquiry at this time when we're in the process of bailing out Ireland, and apparently, according to this release from the Federal Reserve, we ain't just stopping there. We're bailing out the world, folks. The whole world is riding on our backs. Unfortunately, our dollar's going in the toilet. That means that we're all in the Johnny Bowl, and we're doing the final spin. Thanks, Vicki.
Thank you, Will. Always a pleasure.
Okay, so we got 33 seconds left to go, folks. We're just about done for the day. Vicki has just got a way about research and stuff that is superlative. I always enjoy having her on. I hope you enjoyed it. Kind of an impromptu guest appearance. So we'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good
taking
day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free.
Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.